64. Chance of showers and storms all day. Looks like the better chance will be the afternoon to early evening time period in 85. And more showers and storms possible, although unlikely for Sunday now with an afternoon high of 88.
Yesterday, we peaked at 83, overnight low down to 68. Right now, it is partly to mostly cloudy and 69 here at KVOE Live. And local, better headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Open a Casasa account in minutes with ESB Financial. Visit ESBfinancial.com. Do you, Casasa? It is 7:48 and a Friday morning hello to our good friend Amber Haag, owner, pharmacist, Haag Pharmacy at 1400 West 12th. Amber, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It is Friday. The weekend is here. A lot of stuff going on in and around Emporia, as you well know. And last time we talked, Amber, you directed a lot of the attention to vitamin D, and we want to kind of continue that conversation as you have had some more questions on vitamin D as to which form for people to take and possibly how much.
Absolutely. Yeah, we talked a lot about that last time we were together, and a lot of people will be outside getting some of that vitamin D this weekend. But yeah, we've had a lot of questions since then about what form is best. You know, there's a lot of forms out there. We've got tablets, there's liquids, there's soft gels, there's gel caps. And my personal preference is the soft gel or the capsule, just because it's a little bit more available and absorbs a little bit better. So I always like that stuff that we can get and is readily available for our bodies to use. So I prefer the gel cap and the capsule. And as far as dosage, you know, we usually recommend anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 units a day in the fall and winter when we're not outside as much. And in the spring and summer, like right now, when we're outside a little bit more, you sometimes can decrease that to 2,000 to 3,000 units a day. And so everybody's just a little bit different. So do just definitely talk with us or your physician about what's best for you. I've had the question, hey, I can't remember to take this stuff every day. Is there an option for me? And, of course, you can get a very high dose by prescription from your doctor that's just a once-a-week dose. And we actually have a once-a-week higher dose that we keep behind the counter that you can buy over-the-counter without a prescription that's a weekly dose as well. So we have something for everybody and just encourage you to stop on in and ask us those questions.
As you mentioned, talk to your physician, too, to find out if you indeed are maybe vitamin D deficient, right?
Absolutely. There's a lab they can do, and it's very quick and simple. You can do that at the doctor's office. We do offer that testing as well through our saliva testing and our blood spot testing like we do with the hormones, too. So very easy to check that, and we can get you headed in the right direction.
Well, Amber, I don't know, have you noticed a lot of biking activity in town here?
Absolutely, yeah. It's an exciting weekend. You know, our delivery drivers always enjoy the new adventures of trying to figure out how to get to where they need to go on this weekend. But it's exciting times, and it's just exciting to see all those riders come in and the family and the support for those Unbound gravel racers, and just want to welcome them to our community like we do every year. Just wish everybody a wonderful and safe weekend. Wish everybody well that they do what they want to do and achieve their goals that they're here to achieve.
Well said. Thank you, Amber.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and everybody have a great and wonderful weekend.
All righty. Amber Haag, owner, pharmacist, Haag Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th here in Emporia. It is 7:51. We'll tell you what, coming up later on this month, big doings in Council Grove. It is Washunga Days coming up June 9th and 10th. Later on this month, though, they start with a free day on Thursday, but then the 16th and 17th of this month in Council Grove. And let's get some specifics as we welcome in Jesse Knight. He is a Washunga Days committee member. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Washunga Days, June 16th, 17th, Neosho Riverwalk Park, and you have a lot of stuff lined up, don't you?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So Friday and Saturday will be jam-packed with events. We have kids' activities, food vendors, craft fairs, and then, of course, fireworks and music. So we're looking forward to having everyone in Council Grove.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Big doings Friday and Saturday. I'll tell you what, too, Jesse, as usual, you've got some great live entertainment lined up.
Yes, we do. So a couple years ago, we had Shane Smith and the Saints in town. They put on a heck of a show, and we thought we would have them back. So they're coming back Friday. Opening up for them will be Michaela Brownlee, and then Derek Calvin and the All-Nighters, both local Kansas acts. They'll be on the stage before Shane Smith and the Saints hit it at around 10 o'clock.
All right, activities, beautiful Neosho Riverwalk Park. So the venue is absolutely pristine. If you've been to Washunga Days, you know what a great job they do with all of the activities. So what, you kick things off on Thursday. You have a free day on Thursday, Jesse?
Yeah, free community night Thursday. So we'll have food vendors open, inflatables for the kids. Of course, the beer garden will be open, and a couple local acts, Colton Elson and Ken England, both right from right here in Council Grove, will be playing some music. And it's free to get in, so just something we like to do for the community, get everybody involved and down in the area so that hopefully they come back and join us on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, big doings. So let's talk about wristbanded admission. What do we do here?
Yeah, so you can buy tickets online at washungadays.com, or you can get them at the gate as well. You'll get a wristband, and then there's also VIP wristbands available. If you would like to purchase an additional VIP wristband, that'll get you down front stage right in the thick of everything.
And wristbands are $25. Would that be good for both days then, Jesse?
Yep, both days. Yep, it'll get you in Friday and Saturday, all the events, all the music, all the good stuff.
So when do activities start on Friday and Saturday?
So Friday, we'll open the gates at 5 p.m., that'll be the kickoff ceremony. The Kaw Nation will welcome everyone in, and then music will get started right after that. Of course, there's some kids' activities on Friday as well. We have inflatables, face painting, all down there for the kids to enjoy, a rock wall to climb. And then Saturday, there'll be even more stuff as well. So Saturday, we'll get it kicked off with a parade at 10 a.m. Festival gates will open around 11. And then the kids' activities, beer garden, food vendors will all be ready to go. Music will start around 3:30 with M31, local band from around Manhattan. Coda Lewis and the Flyers, another Kansas band, will take the stage at 5:30. Autumn Ragland from Oklahoma will take the stage at 7:30. And then Randall King will close it down at 10 o'clock. And, of course, we got the Stars and Stripes fireworks around 9:30, dark, whenever that happens. Always a great show.
It is a great weekend. Always Washunga Days coming up June 16th, 17th in Council Grove. Log on to washungadays.com for all the details and to get your tickets. Jesse, appreciate your time.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys. Enjoy Unbound. Hope it's a good one.
Yeah, appreciate it. Jesse Knights, Washunga Days committee member, joining us here this morning. KBOE Live and Local 754. Good morning.
This is Stacy with the Emporia Granada Theater, and here's what's going on at the Granada. Great events are coming to the Granada stage in June, starting with Everything Unbound Gravel this week, the Emporia Pride Drag Celebration on June 10th, and Kansas Free for Arts presents That One Guy on June 17th. Information about these wonderful community events can be found at emporiagranada.com or visit our box office at 805 Commercial. We hope to see you at the Emporia Granada Theater.
Hang tough, baby. It's rodeo time in Kansas. The Cowboys and Cowgirls are back June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Strong City. 8 o'clock nightly, witness the superstars of the PRCA. Rough stop, timed events, gates open at 6, so get there early and get ready to ride. If you love barebacks and saddle broncs, tie down, steer wrestling and team roping, cowgirls barrel racing and wild Brahma bull riding, we have you covered. Pre-show action for the kids and a rodeo dance on Friday and Saturday night. For tickets and information, check out flinthillsrodeo.org. The Flint Hills Rodeo Association would like to say